masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. A very warm welcome. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is the last savior. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, on that day we shall call human beings with their respective imams, which clearly indicates the importance of knowing the imam of your time. And this program provides you with the utmost information that is needed to know the imam of the time. Yes, this is the last savior. And here we have a very special guest today, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure for me to be here.
Thank you for being with us. In the last session, we talked about the importance of the ground to be provided for the arrival of Imam. And in that, you give a beautiful introduction. Why is it needed? You said for every uprising or every revolution, there is some ground to be provided, even if this is a universal revolution. Those who are waiting for Imam need to be prepared. And those believers should have some qualities. I would want you in this session to start again with the qualities. Just give us the summary of those qualities you said in the previous session.
Yeah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the appearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We have actually enumerated some features, or let's say qualities, that we need to think about and let's say ponder for the reappearance of Imam, and they are needed to be looked at. And first is planning and programming for the arrival of Imam. So this plan and program, I said, in different social events, those who are leading some social movements, they have these plans by themselves, as we actually named Imam Rahmatullah Ali, the late Imam Khomeini, that for this revolution, Islamic revolution in Iran, he studied about it even 2 decades before that. And he wrote the book of the system of governance,
yes,
even in that time and era that he was in exile.
All right.
So as for an infallible imam to come to actually to lead the whole world, so he needs to be backed with a very comprehensive plan and programming. The base for such programming is Al-Quran itself and the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Imam Khomeini, as a person who led the Islamic revolution, he himself took and learned his governing system from the Sunnah of the Prophet and Al-Quran.
Yes.
But here we have the real interpreter of Quran and the Sunnah, and who is the role model of Sunnah of the Holy Prophet.
Yes.
Because even a part of our Sunnah comes from the Imams, the infallible Imams, and who himself is going to lead the world now. Second, we said that the leadership of this movement, the leadership of this uprising and revolution is very important. Now, who is going to lead this leadership? Imam himself, who is an infallible. This leader is not a leader who might make a mistake. No. This person actually is the person who knows everything, who is a very knowledgeable person, as the Holy Prophet actually describes him before he comes to this world. The Holy Prophet says that he is the inheritor of all the sciences of knowledges, and he is the gist of the prophets and imams of the world.
Wow.
Not only the Prophet of Islam, has the gist of all the prophets and imams. So such a person is going to lead this revolution. So the preparations and camps are going to be built by this person and this noble existence. You might say, oh, okay, Imam is absent now. How is he going to pave the way and actually bring this preparations into existence? Yeah, we believe that he was born. He was born, he's alive, and he's among us.
Yes.
It's true that we are not seeing him, but he sees us, and he can guide us, and he's guiding us.
Yeah.
You might say, okay, he's absent. So the time that even the sun is behind the
clouds,
what is the benefit of sun then? The same benefit is going for the imam.
Yeah.
So this person is leading this revolution. This person who has these features and characteristics, a comprehensive person, a perfect human model, is going to lead the Ummah.
Dr. Alevi, I'll be back to you on the same note after a very short break. To our listeners, stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIV English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We are talking about the necessary ground that is to be provided for the advance of Imam.
So the third issue that we discussed and talked about is about the companions of Imam. Companions of Imam have some features because this revolution is an exceptional revolution. So the companions should be something different.
Yeah.
That's why they have to be knowledgeable people. They have to be people of worship and ibadah. Be people of obedience. They are the people who sacrifice their lives for others. They are the people who are courageous and brave. The people who are patient. The people of unity. They are not people of differentiations.
Yes.
Like in case they see sort of, let's say, in a small issue among the Islamic Ummah or Islamic denominations, they are not people to focus and actually bolt that tiny issue among the Islamic nation. Rather, they try to remove the obstacles of unity among the Islamic Ummah. They are sympathetic and empathetic people. They are people of piety and taqwa. And as we said earlier, the outcome of taqwa, outcome of piety is knowledge and ilm and science.
Yes.
So it's true that the number of the main companions of Imam are few, that is 313, but those who are going to be following Imam and help Imam in different arenas are more than 10,000 of people, and lots of people, in addition to that, lots of people will be helping
can
Imam.
Can contribute.
They can contribute in different ways. The main companions are 313.
Well, that again clears a very big doubt that many people have. Many waiters say that, I'm not that pious, I'm not that knowledgeable, so I definitely may not be among those 313. They are like already depressed with this issue, but you said no. Apart from these 313 people, there are people who can contribute to this universal uprising.
First of all, in response to this, let's say claim that some say such a statement, we have to say that, look, disappointment from Allah's mercy, أَنَّهُ لَا يَأْسَمَ رَوْحَ اللَّهُ لَقَوْمُ الْكَافِرِ. It's like a kufr. That is in like a kufr, and that is polytheism. We are not going to disappoint from Allah's mercy. Look, among the companions of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, we have some that they were Christians. They were not even Shias. They were not Muslims. They were not even among the Islamic Ummah. They were Christians, but they changed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually bestowed them this great blessing of being a companion of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam.
Yes,
you see. So we cannot get disappointed from if we are going to be included in the numbers of the, let's say, in the main numbers of companions of Imam or not. Or even among the 10,000 of the, let's say, troops or, let's say, the army of Imam or not. So we are hoping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this tawfiq to be included and to be among those
his army.
Companions and his army.
All right.
And it's not the case to say that the army of Imam are men or women. No, even from the women we have, even among those 313, we have a hadith that 50 of them are from the women.
Wow.
So there is always a hope of being among, inshallah ta'ala, among the real companions of Imam alayhi salam.
Inshallah. So you said about the people of that beautiful uprising. What qualities do those people possess? They should be the people of knowledge. They should be the people of unity.
Yeah.
They are sympathetic. They are empathetic. They are pious. And they are always ready for martyrdom because of the courage they have.
very true. The next, actually, factor or the next characteristic that we are going to talk about is the general preparation of the people for the arrival of Imam. Look, Imam is absent from the people because they deprive themselves from the blessing of the existence of Imam.
Yes.
So in case people find these, actually prepare themselves for the arrival of Imam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them with his arrival. And this general and this public preparation is needed to happen.
Yes.
Look, even when people from the bottom of the heart, they like and pray for the arrival of Imam, Imam will definitely come. Allah is not a miser entity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is generous, is all generous.
Yes.
So whenever he's asked for a khair, for a goodness, he will respond, he will reply us back. It is the case when we have, when Bani Israel ask, when Bani Israel, a group of Bani Israel, we have it in Quran, they ask from the prophet of their time to help them, to become their commander and help them to get rid of Jalut. The mere request of them was sacred and they were helped for that issue.
All right. You
see? Because in case we just want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and supplicate in front of Allah to hasten the appearance of Imam, Allah will reply our du'as and our requests.
Because he says, like, call upon me and I'll respond.
Yeah. I want to say that we need to have it publicly and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala publicly that Allah, the world is full of oppression and injustice.
Exactly.
It's not only for me, it's not only for you, it's not only for the person who is in our neighboring country. For the whole world, we see the affairs of the world is quite clear to us.
True.
We see that how difficult it is for the people to live, how difficult it is for some. The people, the oppressed are...
Even the so-called global powers are right now engaged in war.
Everywhere
themselves.
In the world that you see that people are in problem, in trouble.
Yes.
So it's a time for a person to come and to help them and to get them rid
save.
Of all and save them from
There's
all these troubles.
There's a need of this last savior.
Catastrophes, yeah. And hopefully, inshallah, he will come and he will save the whole world. And inshallah, we and all the respected listeners will be among his real followers and his, inshallah, main companions.
Inshallah. So we talked about the preparedness of the people who can provide necessary ground for the universal uprising. That was, you said in the previous session, how why is it important? You said, like, to know about the different aspects, different dimensions of the revolution, and you gave compared it with the Islamic Revolution, that it was being planned and prepared years long before the revolution took place itself. In the same way, although it's Imam itself, although he's full of miracles, but preparedness is required by the people and by the believers, and those believers should possess the qualities. They should be the people of knowledge. They should be the people of unity. They should be sympathetic. They should be pious. And they should be courageous, ready for the martyrdom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, I must say, to be among his companions, the real companions, as you mentioned rightly. And may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam. Allahumma ajil li waliyyika al-faraj. With that, we end our today's session. Inshallah, Dr. Ali Alawi, I'll see you in another session and we'll continue with more interesting topics to know more about the Imam. For any queries, any questions, or any suggestions, you can feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms searching the Call of Islam Radio. And in case you want to listen again to our programs, you can log on to our official website. That's parstoday.com, Call of Islam. And you'll find all archive of our old programs from IRIB English Radio. Until the next session, this is Zainab with our whole team saying goodbye. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.